Last check for this cycle, Control. Vitals are nominal. Course is set and the way is clear. I'm about to turn in for the night. You too, Control. Wait. Have there been any messages for me? No, okay. Thank you for checking. Talk to you tomorrow, Control. Shit, where did I leave my vid screen? I just had it a minute ago and I... Oh, there it is. Oh God, I'm talking to myself again, aren't I? Fuck it. No one else to talk to up here. Except you. But you're not really here. And I know that. You're just a few files on my device. A folder of pictures and vids we recorded before I left. I thumb through them every single night when I lay down in my pod to sleep. I study the lines of your face, remembering what it was like to run my fingers across your jaw and down your neck, tracing the outline of your clavicle, putting my hand flat against your chest so I could feel your heart beating. Sometimes if I close my eyes, I can almost feel it thumping against my palm. I know you were angry that I left on this mission, but I had no choice. I've trained for this all my life. I couldn't say no, even if I'd wanted to. And I knew I'd be lonely up here, but I never expected it to hurt this much. My mind goes all sorts of dark places. I keep wondering if you're waiting for me or if you've found someone new. I know you, and I know it doesn't take much for something new and exciting to turn your head. It was always difficult to keep your attention, but that made it all the more thrilling whenever I got it. Like the sun had finally come out from behind a cloud and was shining down on only me. There's someone else under that sunlight now, basking in your attention and your praise. I can't think of these things. Everything starts closing in and nothing feels real anymore when I give in to the darkness. I wish you could understand how often my thoughts turn to you throughout the day. I'm supposed to be concentrating on so many things to keep this ship moving, and yet, you're always there, in the back of my mind. Your smile haunting me. I think about the way you bow your head a little when you laugh. Or how your eyes sparkle when you talk about the things you're passionate about. That's the vids I like watching most. The ones where you're just being you. You barely know the camera's on you. You're just moving and talking naturally. I've watched all of them so many times now. I can plot every movement before it happens, and it starts to feel like I'm watching a choreographed dance number. Except for this vid.
Is it recording?
The one where we're making love.
I know.
Because I can never just watch this.
Relax. It'll be fine.
I always end up touching myself. Even if I don't intend to. I think I'm just going to watch. I'm going to observe impassively. But every time my legs start to squeeze together and my hips start to rock back and forth, And my hand starts moving down my body before I can even think about what I'm doing. I can't even make much of it out because it's too dark, but I can hear your breathing. And I can hear the moans you're coaxing out of me as you kiss all those secret parts of my body that only you know how to find and activate. As soon as I hear myself, it's like my body remembers every sensation of that night. My nipples harden as if your mouth is really on them. I get goose pimples all over my stomach, as though your hands were drifting down my skin. I start to really feel the sensation of you entering me. And I get wetter and wetter until I can feel it dripping onto my thighs. I cling on to the memory of the fullness of having you inside me. The friction of your skin as it makes contact with mine. Of your holding me close to you and whispering in my ear that you want to please me. I can almost feel it. I can almost feel your cock thrusting inside me. Even though it's only my fingers, I can almost feel your hot breath on my neck as you strain to eke out a few more moments of pleasure. Just a few more. Just a few more. It feels so good. That both of us want to come, but we both want more. I'm greedy, and I hold onto you tight, thrusting back against you. I need more. I need more than I should. I'm addicted to you. I want to absorb into you, become part of you. And it's too much. And my body can't hold out any longer, so I cry out that I'm going to come. And as soon as you know, your thrusting increases and your breath increases, and you pound the orgasm out of me, out of both of us. And we're kissing and sighing and moaning into each other's mouths as we lose all control. Oh. I can never make it to the end of this vid. Because I have to close my eyes so I can pretend you're really here next to me. But as soon as I've made myself come, reality always sinks in. And I open my eyes to see us giggling and panting and kissing, and I have to turn off the vid because it hurts too much. Think you might be in the arms of someone else at this very moment, while my heart is cracking under the weight of all this loneliness. I don't know how much longer I can take it. I just want to feel you again. I want to feel anything but this. So I pick up the vid screen and I look at pictures of you. And I study your jaw and your nose and your lips. I remember when you belonged to me. And I stare into your eyes. Even though that's the thing that hurts the most. Because it's better than staring into the black void that's outside my ship's window, which only makes me realize how insignificant my isolation is. I stare into your eyes. I think of your smile until I can finally fall asleep.